Let's check now with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Good, thank you. So you'd be a disappointed boy after the end of the Blues season, mate?
Yes. In a word, yes.
Yeah. To summarise.
Hoping for more, but look, they did some good work through the season. You know, what it's been a pretty interesting and difficult year, but better than last year, on the way up, hopefully, Robbo, and something to look forward to.
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy year, that's for sure. Mm. Well, let's turn our attentions to all things a matter of local government and governance at the moment. So the council election period, obviously that's all closed off now for people putting their name forward. What's the update on candidate numbers? It's been pretty healthy by the look of it, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, very healthy. 32 candidates have nominated for the council election for the three wards, 9 positions. So all councillors go out of office on the 23rd of October and the election's the 24th of October. So the three wards, Epilock, we've got 11 candidates for three positions. The Lockwood ward, 8 candidates for three positions, and the Whipstick ward, 13 candidates for three positions, which I think, Robbo, was similar numbers to 4 years ago when we had an election in terms of the total, 32, right. 33.
Okay.
Two existing councillors didn't re-nominate, so Councillor Matt Eamond and Councillor James Williams. So 7 of the others did.
Yeah.
And they're in sort of election period mode now, so business as usual for the organisation in terms of services delivered to the community, but means that the council don't make big picture strategic decisions. They don't lock in big contracts or anything like that.
Yeah.
And probably see less of them in the media promoting council business, and we probably do that more as staff than the councillors do over the next month.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised when I first heard that Matt was not deputy mayor, of course, who was deciding not to, but it all became apparent overnight with the announcement.
It's out in the open today.
Yes, he's going to be a mummy daddy. Yeah,
he is indeed. So congratulations
yeah,
to Matt
fantastic.
And Lisa. It's great news, and Daisy, of course. Great news for them, and it's completely understandable,
yeah,
Robbo,
yeah.
that he'd want to spend time supporting the family.
Absolutely. Now, the Faith Leach Aquatic Centre opens on the 28th, on Monday. Not that the way we've had this week, there'll be too many looking to whack on the budgie smugglers and go for a dip.
The weather doesn't indicate that people would be wanting to swim outdoors, Robbo, but we can open outdoor pools, and I think Bendigo East has been open since last week. Mm-hmm. We're opening the Faith Leach Centre on Monday. It'll be restricted hours, so it won't be a normal opening, but it'll provide opportunity for the diehards, the people that do want to go and swim laps particularly, to head along there. So check out the pool's Facebook page for details and times. Our web page will have that information too. But it's only the 50-metre pool that's going to be open, Robbo.
Right.
So it's really more for those people that have been looking forward to having a swim for a little while.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, the first 2 points, we've had the good news now. Dum, 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 dum. First rate installments, 30th of September. Yeah. Reminder.
I think I mentioned this last week as well. First, anyone that wants to pay by installments, and nearly half of our ratepayers do, first installment is due next Wednesday. So there's a number of different ways people can pay these days. Everyone should have their rate notices by now, and if they want to go down that path and pay by instalment, please do so.
Yep.
We do have an incentive where people can pay all of their rates up front and get a little discount, a 1.5% discount. And as our finance manager said yesterday, that that's actually been a higher receipt of payments this year than previous years in terms of paying in full. So, which is interesting. Would have thought that that might have been a bit turned the other way this year in what's been difficult times for many people. But
yeah,
good that people are having the ability to pay. And
absolutely.
If anyone does have difficulty paying, Robbo, please come and talk to us.
Yep. Okay. The talking of, you know, doing it tough, one of the areas that certainly have during the COVID-19 pandemic has been the gyms. But now cities are calling for gyms, fitness groups and operators to book outdoor spaces to work within the rules, but obviously to the maximum that is available under the current setup.
Yeah, so they can have groups of 10 outdoors, can't operate indoors yet. So we've got lots of inquiry coming from gymnasiums and outdoor fitness groups saying we're up and running. We want them to book spaces. This isn't just a open slather, turn up wherever you want. We just really want to make sure that they can book spaces in parks, in open spaces, so that we can manage that, make sure that spaces are available for everyone.
Yep.
There's no fee up until January 1, so we've waived that sort of registration fee for outdoor activity like that. So encourage all of those operators to get online. It's an online form quickly to fill out, and we can sort out where they can operate from. And we'd love to see lots of people out being active, of course. So. Okay. Trying to work with them as best we can.
Yeah. Saw some beautiful photos earlier in the week of all the tulips out and about and, you know, just gorgeous driving through town and seeing them. So the Tourism and Major Events have launched their new spring marketing campaign called Bloom.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? And it's always a great display, something that I think the whole greater Bendigo community and regional community look forward to. And obviously people can go and have a look at the tulips on a day-to-day basis, but we've also got Tulip Cam operating this year, so people can go online and watch the tulips grow.
Right.
So on the Bendigo Tourism website and on the city website, you'll find access to that. It's a new initiative, Robbo. We're trying to make sure that people that aren't here can still experience the Bendigo offer. Spring's a great time in Bendigo for our parks and gardens, for arts and music, gastronomy, heritage, all those things. So we want people to experience that online, or for those that can come and visit experience the outdoors. Certainly welcome them to come along and make the most of that.
I reckon it's like it used to be, what was it? It was the Melbourne Community TV channel, Channel 31, and they used to have, whenever there was no programs on, they just have a full screen of an aquarium. And it was very, very peaceful. And I reckon this would be like that. Just, you know, just put it on and just have the tulips there, you know, with the breeze and very, exactly. Very peaceful. Yeah.
So. Indeed. And they'll look fantastic over the next few weeks.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, listen, that's where we'll have to leave it for today. Craig, you have a fantastic week and we shall talk again next week.
Will do, and stay warm, everyone, over the next couple of days.
Absolutely. Good on you, Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on The Wake Up Call.